The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Be listening at the end of our contest. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Other games going on the SMAC East tonight. Marshall is at Battle Creek Central. Lakeview is at Gull Lake. Sturgis is at Loy North. Coldwater has the ball to start the second half, moving from left to right. Harper Creek from right to left as we have switched sides. Nice pass inside to Logan Taggart. He turns around, shoots, and scores.
Good job there of execution right out of the halftime. Folks, Kelly got to be happy with that.
Beavers with their first offensive series of the second half. They lead 25-13. The Cardinals have gone back to the 2-3 zone on the weave. It's going to come to the right wing. Couple of head fakes by Trevor Johnson. Get it out to the left corner. Three ball is good for Mickey Berea. Logan Taggart takes a tumble at center court. Gets right back up. Here comes Luke Stempian with the ball. 28-13, 15-point lead for the Beavers. It's their biggest of the night. Grant Maurer up top to Ryan Hamley, dribble driving. Thought he had a seam from the weak side, but a double team closed in on him, and the shot was over the bucket. Cadena tracks down the ball before it goes out of bounds. Get it up top, just inside the arc. It's good for Jack Thompson on his 17-foot jumper.
Jack Thompson, an excellent shooter.
Timeout, Coldwater, a full timeout, 6:47 left in the third, 30-13 Beavers. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of their first timeout of the game. The Beavers have uncorked quite a few shots. Now you now lead by 17, 30-13. Coldwater ball, Grant Maurer up top to Ryan Hamley on the right wing. Tough man-to-man defense that Matt Bowling has played all night long. The Beavers in that man-to-man defense, they've been giving the Cardinals some...
Actually, they dropped into a 1-3-1 on us, Sean, real quick.
Well, they have been playing man-to-man most of the night.
They have been all night until there.
That's an interesting look. See what happens out of it. Underneath the bucket, Logan Taggart couldn't handle the ball, tried to save it back to Ryan Hamley. He's immediately tied up by Brandon Huzzin. Harbor Creek will get it on the ultimate possession arrow. 6:07. Come on, guys. Start the clock. Thank you. Left to play in the third quarter. 30-13. Harper Creek currently leading. A hand check by Logan Taggart. His first foul of the game. First of the second half to Coldwater.
The Cardinals, they just need to get something. They're just cannot get anything consistently going on the offensive end. Got a quick basket right out of the halftime, and then the last 2 minutes haven't even really gotten a look.
Meanwhile, the Beavers have uncorked, what, five? I forgot to write down a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, make that eight. Three-pointer by Jack Thompson. 33-13, a 20-point lead for the boys in royal blue and white. The lid is on this end of the bucket for Coldwater. Here's Logan Taggart trying to attack the weak side, and he travels.
Well, we got where we wanted. We got the ball into Logan, and he made a nice move, just shuffled his feet there at the last minute. Cardinals down by 20, 33-13.
Beavers have outscored Coldwater so far in the spring, 8-2. There's still 5:13 left to play in the quarter. Here's a nice catch of a pass by Trevor Johnson. We'll get it back between the circles to Jack Thompson. Cadena puts the shoulder down. Fadeaway Jay rolls off the hoop. Saved by the Beavers. Berea back to Cadena. He's on the left wing.
Berea coming out of nowhere for that rebound.
A lot of quickness for these football guys that are on the team there. Remember, their football season ended a little bit earlier for them. A shot to score falling down for James Cadena, high off the glass, plus one.
Cadena gets good position on Maurer underneath the basket there.
That is Grant Maurer's third foul, team second. Maurer will come to the bench, and Zach DeMeester will make his varsity boys basketball debut. DeMeester, a 6-foot junior, he will be one of the captains on next year's Coldwater football team. Cadena converts the 3-point play. The Beavers now lead by 23, 36-13. DeMeester to Hanley on the left wing. Looking for Taggart inside. It was knocked away by Thompson, who was playing tough defense on Taggart. Coldwater will get it underneath their bucket. 4:33 left in the third, trailing 36-13. DeMeester to Hadley. Get it to Stempien on the right corner. Immediately forced to the sideline, a double team. Now to Hadley, back to the corner. Now dribble drive. The double team closes in on him. Back to Stempien around the mark. Launches a triple. Rolls off the hoop and goes through. Maybe that's the spark the Cardinals need. They trail by 20, 36-16. Quickly other end of the floor. Johnson off the screen, get the ball back to Cadena. Now Johnson to Thompson on the left corner. Inside, Trevor Johnson trying the reverse. Hits the bottom of the backboard. DeMeester with the rebound, and Stempien just threw the ball away.
Fields it right back for the Cardinals.
A giveaway and a takeaway in the same end of the floor. Here's Luke Stempien. The Cardinals trail by 20, 3:41 left in the third quarter. Bounce pass, looking for Logan Taggart. Knocked away.
Just good, solid, hard defense by the Beavers. Just giving the Cardinals a
hard time. Swim is back into the game as Ryan Mock launches and misses a three-pointer from the left wing. Quickly, the other end of the floor. In talking with Matt Bowling, he said that his Beavers like to run up and down the floor, and we just saw it just like that. The ball was in the other end of the floor, and Brody Taylor induces a foul from Zach DeMeester, his first, team third.
We're running the...
Three-pointer is good from the right corner for Jack Thompson. That is his fourth triple of the game.
Wow. What can you say about that? The young man can shoot it.
39-16, back to a 23-point lead. Ryan Mott cut off on the elbow by Brandon Hudson. Needs help. Stempien between the circles. Now to Meester. Double team closes out on him. A fadeaway Jay is short. The ball ripped down by Brandon Hudson, but before the Beavers could push the ball up the floor, a whistle and a Harbor Creek foul. Jack Thompson picks up his second team first of the second half.
Jack got poked in the eye there. Lost a little contact, but I'm going to get her back in. Hopefully. He wants to get back in anyway.
I was going to say he's due to shoot a pair from the free throw line, isn't he?
Yeah, he's better shooting with one eye anyway.
Does his dad know that? Hey, we're ready after the official timeout to treat the contact that Zach DeMeester lost. The left-hander misses the first one. Luke Beckhusen will check in for Coldwater's. Ryan Hadley comes to the bench. Meanwhile, Brandon Hudson out and Jason Mueller. Those thick rims on those glasses. like a throwback from your day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The Meester misses and makes 39-17. The Cardinals trail by 22, under 3 minutes left to play in this quick-moving third quarter. All three games, as you said, moving very quickly here at Harper Creek. Colton Swims giving the ball to Trevor Johnson. His 17-footer from the right corner is short. Mocked with a rebound. Quickly other end of the floor. Here's the Meester trying to give it to Stempien. Taken away by Colton Swims. He had lost the ball out of bounds. Coldwater is going to get it in front of the scorer's table. Stempien with the ball being guarded by Swims. They both move to the right corner of the front court, up top to Stempien, to Mock, left wing inside, Logan Taggart posting up and scoring.
Nice move there, nice left hand by Logan Taggart.
20-point lead once again for Harper Creek, 39-19, 2:15 and coming left to play in the quarter. Here's Brody Taylor, a little happy feet on the left wing as he took off. He traveled again.
Just going to say the Beavers run that dribble motion, that was a little walking motion there as he took off a little quick.
The Meester floats the ball inside to Logan Taggart. He's fouled. I think Mueller's going to be assessed a foul. It is Mueller's first, team second. Coldwater will get the ball out of bounds with 2:03 left in the quarter, trailing by 20. Luke Becky has been finding Luke Stempien on the inbound. Now Mock on the left wing, thought three, looking for Taggart inside. Same move. He lost the ball out of bounds, though.
Good
the double team closed in on Logan Taggart. He couldn't get the dribble back.
Good in the pass there by Mock. Just couldn't finish there for Logan.
Here's Trevor Johnson being guarded by Zach DeMeester. Almost like a football match up there, don't you think? On the weave, Colton Swims kicks the ball out. Trevor Johnson flying the reverse does not go in for Johnson. Stempien with a rebound. Stempien, hop step inside the right lane. He draws a foul.
Cardinals down 20, 39-19, 31 to go here in the third quarter.
Brody Taylor picking up his first foul. Team fouls even at 2 apiece. Johnson and Thompson come to the bench. We see Noah Hayes come in for the first time. Hayes is a 6-foot junior. Also in for the Beavers, back in is Grayson DeYoung. The Meester with the ball for Coldwater as play is back underway. Dribble driving to the left baseline. Kick it out. Logan Taggart from the left elbow. Bounces, does not go in. Rebound to Meester. Fade away Jay from the right baseline. Short. How about a third chance? Rebound put back good for Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart, 6 points here in the third quarter. Doing his best to try and get the Cardinals back in this ballgame.
18-point lead for the Beavers. Counting down to a minute left to play in the quarter. Mueller up top. Comes to Noah Hayes. Now the young dribble drive to Taylor on the weave. Motion offense. Mock with a poke away. Taylor gets the ball back. Check that. That is Colton Swims. Now up top. The ball comes to Noah Hayes driving to the baseline. Bank shot does not go in. Beck uses him over the rebound. One and done for Harper Creek. Chance for the Cardinals to cut into the lead a little bit further. Stempien. Pull away for three.
Good step back there by Luke as he hits the three.
15-point lead now for the Beavers, 39-24, 22 seconds left to play in the quarter. Up top, here's Colton Swims being guarded by Luke Stempien. The Cardinals going back to their man-to-man defense.
Well, they got to play man-to-man. They got to pressure the ball, try to get a couple of steals.
Bad move by Swims on the left elbow, shoots over Stempien, missed it. Rebound by DeMeester. That's how the third quarter ends, 39-24, Harper Creek on top of Coldwater. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Beavers led by as many as 22. They now lead by 15 as we get ready for the final quarter. 39-24, your score. Harbor Creek outscoring Coldwater in that frame, 14-13. They have a lot of Logan Taggart to thank for that.
Yeah, just some good work down low for Logan.
Coldwater ball to start the final quarter. Moving off the screen is Luke Stempy, and he moves to the right corner. Needs help to get it up to the right wing to Ryan Mock. Inside Logan Taggart trying to split the double team. Lost the ball. Stempy trying to save it, but it goes into the Harper Creek student section right behind us.
Logan trying to kick that ball back out to Stempy, and they just... One went one way, and the ball went the other.
Harper Creek ball moving off the screen as Cadena driving to the baseline, missing. Zach Meester with the rebound for Coldwater. Here comes Luke Stempion. Stempion up top, finds Beck Husen, right wing three, bounces, does not go in. Ball off of DeMeester's hand as it is picked up by James Cadena for Harper Creek. Ahead to a streaking Brandon Hudson, layup good. That's how the Beavers have been scoring most of their points in transition. Other end of the floor, a bad pass stolen by Mickey Berea for Harper Creek. It's like the starters are back out on the floor. Nice pass inside, and Trevor Thompson scores. Meanwhile, the Cardinals getting a lot of their buckets late in the third quarter when the second unit has been in for Harper Creek.
Well, the Cardinals have to take care of the ball here.
Dagger for three. How about that?
Logan Taggart with a three on a step out.
After that exchange of buckets, it's 43-27. Quickly, other end of the floor. Here's the ever-dangerous Jack Thompson. Gives it up inside. Cadena missed on the reverse. Rebounded by DeMeester. Here comes Stempion. Stempion spins the ball. Poke. Oh, lost it off again. He was hoping for a poke away.
Good minutes there, Zach DeMeester tonight. He did a really nice job.
Hey, we got a scoring update from the Stockbridge Quincy boys game as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. 59-52, Stockbridge leading Quincy. Here at Harper Creek, the Beavers leading Coldwater 43-27. Harper Creek ball comes to Trevor Johnson on the right wing, backing away. Michael Mago's checking in to the Coldwater lineup. Now get it to the right wing. Jack Thompson on the lead. Now Trevor Johnson off of the pass from Cadena. Johnson draws a foul. He'll go up to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Magos is assessed the foul. His first team fourth. Clock is stopped. 5:46 left to play in the fourth quarter. Very quick moving action here at Harper Creek. First to two from the free throw line from Trevor Johnson as a bracket remains for the time being. 16-point lead for Harper Creek, 43-27. Haven't gotten a scoring update yet from the girls' varsity action.
Oh, no.
Up at Coldwater between Coldwater and Harper Creek. Rebound put back off the second miss by Trevor Johnson. No good. Whistle on a foul going up against Trevor Johnson. Well, he missed both free throws, and he got assessed the foul on the battle for the rebound underneath off the miss. His third team fouls are even at four apiece. Coldwater ball. Trailing by 16, Stempion bounce pass to freaking Luke Beckhusen, trying to take the backdoor cut, drawing the foul on his drive.
Mickey Berea with that foul on the ground, I believe. Yep.
His second team fifth. Cardinal ball out of bounds, 5:33 left in the fourth quarter. 43-27 Harper Creek, the inbound to Luke Stempion. Now to Magos, trying to give it inside to Taggart. It's taken away by Jack Thompson. Here come the Beavers in transition. Luke Stempien getting the foul from behind on Trevor Johnson's drive to the bucket. Johnson back to the free throw line, see if he can redeem himself.
Well, Beavers can get that ball down the court in a hurry.
Part of how they were able to beat Cover by 14, 68-54 last Tuesday, and Marshall last Friday, 73-44. Trevor Johnson with a make in the front end of this trip to the free throw line. The Beavers lead by 17, 44-27, 5:23 left. Second one is a brick. In position for the rebound, Brandon Hudson. The ball taken away by Coldwater. Beck Hudson up with it, weaving his way through traffic, finding Michael Nagels, and he threw the ball right to, almost threw the ball out of the gym. And the Harper Creek shooting section letting him know it, Butterfingers, and Nagels comes to the bench. And Nagels is being read the riot act by Brian Kelly, the head coach of Coldwater.
That's just a focus thing, and...
Back to game action. Cadena off a nice screen, trying to force his way into the bucket, draws a foul.
Maurer's going to pick up his fourth.
Good job for Grant waiting until the 5:02 mark the fourth quarter to pick up that fourth foul.
Well, he's been out a lot here in the third, but just one of those things. He's just been in the wrong spot tonight.
Cadena with a miss in the front end of this trip to the free throw line, 44-27. Harper Creek leading Coldwater. Second one is also a brick. Beck Hudson with a rebound. Throws the ball to Stampion. Now Maurer swing the ball around to Scout Casey, checked in for Magos. Now to Mock on the left wing. Wanted the triple, but tough defense being shown. On the lead to Scout Case. Beck Hudson puts a shoulder down. No call. Ball comes back out to Stempien. Right corner. Needs help. He's double-teamed. Beck Hudson gets the bounce pass. Now swing the ball around. Maurer dribble drive. Left baseline. Forces up a shot from eight. It's short. Ball picked up by Harper Creek. 44-27 Beavers. 4:24 left in the fourth quarter from here at the home of the Beavers. We're glad you're listening on this Tuesday night. Our first Tuesday boys basketball broadcast of the season. Trevor Johnson with the ball being hand-checked by Luke Vick. He's from the two quarterbacks going against each other. Now Jack Thompson between the circles, a dribble drive, a shot, and a score for Hudson. 46-27, Harper Creek leading by 19. The only bucket made by the Cardinals so far in this fourth quarter was a three-pointer early by Logan Taggart. The ball poked away. Well, lost by the Cardinals. It's going to be an over and back as Grant Maurer tracked it down in the Harper Creek front court. 3:46 left.
The Cardinals just haven't hit on any cylinders tonight. A lot of errant passes and just not able to knock some shots down.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. Not only will we name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County, we will have the exclusive first announcement of this year's Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame inductees as the press release came out today. Jack Thompson sinks a triple. That is his fifth triple of the game, 49-27, Harper Creek leading by 22. 3:17 left, a shot and a miss by Grant Maurer. Maurer going after the rebound. Mock comes up with it and scores off the glass and good. Time out, Coldwater, full time out, 3:09 left, 49-29, 20-point lead. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Merry Christmas, Angels.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Angels, the holidays are a great time to tell all the customers how much we appreciate their business.
We're on it, Al.
As 2013 comes to an end, we want to thank all of our customers for your business this year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2014.
Happy holidays.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater, or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. for the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more, all at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
So far in the fourth quarter, Harper Creek has outscored Coldwater 10-5. That explains the 20-point lead that they currently enjoy over Coldwater, 49-29. On a night where offense, especially for the boys in red and white, has been very hard to come by.
Cardinals are going to come out in a 2-2-1 prep here.
One of the things that Coach Brian Kelly worked on during that last timeout. Brody Taylor is trapped, and the Cardinals can do some to travel. Just past the half-court line in front of the scorer's table.
Good double team there. Out of Maurer and Beckhusen.
Yes, but if Coldwater had made just a few more of these buckets, we might be talking a more competitive game than the 20-point lead that Harper Creek enjoys with under 3 minutes left. Ryan Mock trying to find an opening around the weak side, left side, and a shot and a score over Jason Mueller for Ryan Mock. 49-31, 18-point lead for Harper Creek, 2:35 left. Streaking to the basket and missing James Cadena. He will go up to the free throw line for a pair as he drew the foul.
Ryan Mock picking up his third foul there.
Clock is stopped at 2:34 left. 49-31 Harper Creek. Still 49-31 with a miss from the front end by Cadena. Second one down, up and good. Cadena splits the pair. He'll come to the bench probably for the final time tonight. Grayson DeYoung comes in for him. Coldwater ball, Grant Maurer. Backdoor cut, Stempy, and back outside to Beckhusen. Now up top to Maurer, swing the ball to Mock on the left wing. Mueller guarding him, kick it out to Maurer. Steps away, shoots for three, off the back of the rim. Ooh! Luke Stempy going head over heels for the rebound, and he hits his head on the hardwood.
A little bit of an under, well, it wasn't on purpose, but almost a little undercut there, nothing on purpose. Luke come down over the young man's back, and the problem is he ain't even going to get a chance to shoot it. He's going to have to get it in bounds here.
Mock out, Jordan Butler in. Shot for three, no good for Grant Maurer. That really is a kind of a mock cosm of the day for Coldwater. Haven't been able to hit the bucket. 50-31, the Beavers lead by 19, under 2 minutes left. Here's a shot by Colton Swims, a miss. Mueller slaps the ball off the backboard. Picked up by Butler. Stempian bounce pass to Scout Case on the right corner. Launches a long two, a short rebound overshot by Luke Beckhusen. Jordan Butler fouled. Cardinals will get the ball out of bounds.
Ben Butler at the line here for 1-1.
Yeah. How about that? Trevor Johnson with his fourth foul, team seven. So both teams with a minute 35 left in the game in the 1-1.
Morgan Sims is going to see his first varsity action tonight. Coach Kelly has a chance to get all his players in now.
Gets a miss on the front end by Jordan Butler. Loose ball collected by Harper Creek. Jason Mueller finding Brody Taylor. Sims for Coldwater is a 6 foot junior. On the weave, bounce pass goes inside. Jason Mueller misses off a pass and Colton Swims. Rebound by Beck Hughes. A minute 12 left, 50-31. Harper Creek leading by 19. Here's Sims. Shoots over Jordan Butler. Missed it. Loose ball is going to be collected by Colton Swims. And Scout Case commits the foul, send Colton Swims up for 1-1. Scouts first foul as a team. 58.1 seconds left. And Zach Meester will come in. Luke Stempion to the bench for the final time tonight. Handshake and a job well done from head coach Brian Kelly. Colson Swims, his first trip to the free throw line. Swims, the leading scorer for Harper Creek, averaging 16 points a game. That is just his first point of the night. On the front end of that 1-1 trip to the free throw line, he'll get the bonus. Miss on the second end, loose ball. Diving after it, Beavers and Cardinals all over the place. Jump ball, Harper Creek's going to get it on the alternate possession arrow. Beck Heason diving after it, and I think Swims was as well.
I think Luke's been beat up more and on the floor more tonight than he was during football season.
Well, of course, you got to protect the quarterback in the fall. Ball thrown to Noah Hayes to check back in. Taken away by Luke Beck Heason. Beck Heason going coast to coast. Draws a foul on the pump fake. Mueller picking up his second foul, team eight. You know what's even scary? There's a couple of players, transfers from Battle Creek Central, Trayvon Johnson and Kylan Watkins, who aren't eligible to play because of the transfer regulation. First of two on the shooting foul from Luke Beckhusen is good. So Kylan Watkins and Trayvon Johnson will be eligible to play beginning of the second semester, right around Martin Luther King Day. Second of two, in and out. So Beckhusen flips the pair. And you remember how good Battle Creek Central was, how quick they were. These Battle Creek Central transfers can only help this run-and-gun offense that Harper Creek has been showing. 51-32, whistle and a cold water foul. Swims will go back to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's just an additional two players that will Coach Bowling will be able to shuffle in and out of that Harper lineup. And
check that. That's Brody Taylor that's going to go up to the line for 1-1. The foul is whistle against Luke Beck using his second, team ninth. The miss on the front end. Loose ball collected by Mueller, and he gets the foot back. 53-32, Harper Creek's going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. There's 26 seconds left. A strip by Zach DeMeester, a strip of Zach DeMeester as he went to the bucket. Zach is going to go up for two. Noah Hayes picks up his first foul. Team ninth on the shooting foul. DeMeester back to the free throw line. The clock is stopped with 25.4 seconds left. First of two is good. DeMeester cutting the Cardinal disadvantage 20 with 25.4 seconds left. Again, Harper is going to get the W to improve to 3-0 overall, 2-0 on the SMAC East. DeMeester makes both ends of that trip to the free throw line. The Cardinals will drop to 0-2 overall and in the East Division. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will wind up being. Scout Case hand-checking Brody Taylor. Taylor to the driving, to the bucket. Gives it up to Jason Mueller. He scores off the glass. 55-34, back to a 21-point lead. Five with four with three. Beck Houston swing the ball around to DeMeester. 17-footer. Wide right. Buzzer sounds. Game over. And the night is over for the Coldwater Cardinal varsity. They lose to Harper Creek 55-34.
Well, a very athletic Harper Creek team that continually put pressure on the Cardinals all night long. And Cardinals got down early and just never could quite get back in this one, losing by 21 tonight.
Well, once again, Coldwater drops to 0-2 overall and in the SMAC East. Harper Creek improving to 3-0 overall, 2-0 in the East Division, their final home game of the 2013 portion of the season, as Harper Creek will travel to Sturgis on Friday. Coldwater will host Gull Lake. Again, your final score from here at Harper Creek High School, the Beavers 55, the Coldwater Cardinals 34. Back with our post game after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more, all at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Unwrap the holidays with unique gifts from Nottowa Gas Company in Tekonsha and Nottowa. Delight your favorite gardener with their selection of books, including Michigan Container Gardening, Michigan Edible Gardening, and Michigan Herb Gardening. For the adventurous, Nottowa Gas carries a selection of Michigan Nature and Trail Guides. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on M66 in Nottowa, or shop online at nottowagas.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more, all at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Harper Creek High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike Side. Hopefully we'll be joined by Coldwater head varsity boys basketball coach Brian Kelly in a little bit. It's going to be a tough post-game interview, so I'll just lead into it and step away, and you and Brian can talk about the 55-34 loss at the hands of the Harper Creek Beavers tonight.
Well, I'm not sure whether it be you, me, or anybody in the stands will have a whole lot of answers for tonight, as we just came out and didn't shoot the ball real well. Made some unforced turnovers at kind of times that you don't need to, and I thought we did play some good defense. We kept them at 55 points, and you know, a lot of those points, you know, big second quarter for them and a fairly good-sized fourth quarter. But
I'm going to say, considering that that's 15 points underneath their season average so far, granted, the season's just three games old for them.
You know, and I thought our zone, we played some pretty good zone against them, but they just got some players. They got some kids that can hit the three, especially the big guy, Jack Thompson. Who hit five of them for him from the center position. He's the number five man, steps out there, and when you can shoot the three like that, you're a pretty tough team. They did get up and down the court too.
Well, before we go over the numbers for the varsity game, we teased it a little bit during the fourth quarter. Just about half an hour ago, Diane Vandenhout, check that out, an hour and a half ago, Diane Vandenhout, the Coldwater High School Athletic Director, issuing the press release with the announcement of the three inductees into the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame. First off, we've got Coach Tom Switzer, the legendary wrestling coach at Coldwater. Also coached football for a little bit, too.
Yeah, just very deserving individual who's been around in our community for a long time and has put together a very successful wrestling program and just outstanding coach and teacher for many years at Coldwater High School.
Three sports student athlete Aaron Taggart, football, basketball, and track. He was especially good in track. I do remember his contributions to the 99 boys basketball team that made it all the way to the Class B Final Four in boys basketball.
Yeah, he was a three-sport athlete, was a good football player, and a good contributor for basketball for the 3 years he played on varsity, but Aaron got to be known for his shot put and disc throwing, and I think he was a state champion in the shot put.
I'll have to double check that and make sure that our master of ceremonies for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony gets that particular fact right.
Yeah.
The third inductee will be the honorary inductee, the Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary. Of all of the projects that they have shepherded over the many years that club has been in existence, the one that they shepherded that has affected Coldwater student-athletes the most, the baseball-softball project.
Well, no doubt, but I think also if we go back a couple of years, even before that, Sean, it had to be the soccer complex before we even had soccer at Coldwater High School.
You're talking about Creel Soccer Complex.
Creel Soccer. So they have initiated two huge projects for Coldwater High School and Coldwater Community School.
And really that Creel Soccer Complex benefiting Branch County as a whole, because that is where the Branch County AYSO program plays all of its games.
That's right. So.
I'm Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, joining us on our post-game show. We'll just let you start off by talking about your impressions of this game, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
We were ready to play. In the first half, we just didn't compete very well. I was a little disappointed. I shouldn't say that. I was disappointed in our defensive effort in the first half, and that was basically the game.
You never seemed to get the flow going on the offensive end either, and just but I think you're right, Coach. That was probably affected by the lack of defensive intensity.
Oh, absolutely. Because you look at the first half. We're 5 of 9 from the 3-point line. We're 3 of 13, or free throw line, excuse me. We're 3 of 13 from the field goals. And many of those shots, again, are right around the basket that we missed from point-blank range. And when you're missing those shots, it's hard to slow down, especially a team that's in transition, because, at least they have to take the ball out of bounds. We can get back on defense, and we didn't do that. I mean, when you're missing those shots, they get rebounds and off and running, and, and then when they're getting beating us up on the offensive rebounds, not only are they they're making shots, they get 7-8 offensive rebounds to even double that up. So, very frustrating first half. I was not what I was expecting, that's for sure. Not what I was expecting.
Well, it's a matter of going back, getting ready now. Another tough foe coming into the Cardinal house on Friday night, and the Gull Lake team.
Yep, I haven't really seen them yet. I know they played Sturgis. We have one. Somebody taped that last week, and I'm not sure who they played tonight. I wasn't really, no offense to Gull Lake, I wasn't concerned about that tonight. I'll start worrying about that when I get home, and I'll break out the film and start looking at what they're doing. But, we can either get back to work and try and get better, or, we could basically take this loss and wreck us for a while. But, I hope that they'll be ready to come out and practice hard tomorrow. And, we've been doing well. Like I said, this was just something that was not something that I was expecting. I'm not even sure the kids would even have expected anything like this, because I thought they had a great attitude before the game started. I thought we were ready to play, and it just didn't look like it in that first half.
Oh, Brian Kelly, We'll see you Friday night. Hope you guys have a safe trip back to Coldwater.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinals lose the Harper Creek Beavers 55-34. Before we get to those final stats, we did want to wrap up talking about the Coldwater High School Athletic Hall of Fame and the three inductees, wrestling coach Tom Switzer, Aaron Taggart for football, boys basketball, and track, and honorary members of Coldwater Township Sunrise Rotary. The induction ceremony will take place on December 27th, near the end of the first day of the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament. It will take place between the Coldwater Niles girls basketball game and the Coldwater Eaton Rapids boys basketball game at around 6:30 or so.
Yeah, we hope we can get some people out to honor this organization and these two people that have been so key in the past in the Cardinal athletic community.
Now, back to the Coldwater Harper Creek boys varsity stats for the victorious Harper Creek Beavers, who improved to 3-0 overall, 2-0 in the SMAC East as they travel to Sturgis coming up on Friday night. James Cadena with 11 points, Mickey Berea with 7, Brody Taylor with 3, Brandon Hudson with 6. Colton Swims, Harper Creek's leading scorer, held to just a single free throw late in the contest. Trevor Johnson with 3, Grayson DeYoung with 2. Jack Thompson leading all scorers tonight with 17 points. Jason Mueller, they had him with 4. I had him with 6.
Yeah, I did too, Sean.
So we'll just say he had 6. Okay, 8 for Hudson, 11 for Cadena, 5 for Johnson, 5 for Berea, 17 for Thompson, 2 for Taylor, Swims with 1, and Mueller with 6. Leading rebounder for the Beavers wound up being Jason Mueller with 5, although there were 3 Beavers with 4 boards apiece in Hudson, Cadena, and Jack Thompson. 55 points once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, who dropped to 0-2 overall and in the SMAC East, Luke Beckhusen with 1, Grant Maurer with 1, Ryan Hadley with 1, Luke Stempian finished with 5, Blaze Watson 2, Zach Meester 3, Ryan Mock 8, Logan Taggart led the way for the Red and White with 13. Your leading rebounder tonight, Luke Beckhusen, credited with 8, and Zach Meester with 4 off the bench. 34 once you get all that added up. By the quarters, Harper Creek won every frame, 8-5 in the first, 17-6 in the second, 14-13 in the third, 16-10 in the fourth. Final shooting percentages for the Harper Creek Beavers, 10 of 26 in the first half, 11 of 22 in the second half, a total 21 for 48, 43.8%. In the three-point line, there were 3 of 8 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. 3 of those triples coming from Jack Thompson, he had 5 triples total for the game, and there was a 3-pointer also from Mickey Berea. 7 of 12 from downtown, 58.3%. From the free throw line, they were just 6 of 16 for the game, 37.5%, but that wasn't really as critical in the context of this contest. 2 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 12 in the second half. For Coldwater, 3 of 13 in the first half, 23.1% field goal shooting, 8 of 20 in the second half, 40%. For the game, they were 11 out of 33, 33.3%. From the three-point line, 0 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half, a total of 25% for the game, 3 out of 12. From the free-throw line, 5 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half, total 9 for 16, 56.3%. And the 5 points that Coldwater scored in the first quarter all came from the charity stripe. Harper Creek was actually out-rebounded by Coldwater, 29-27. You take a look at off of the turnovers that the Cardinals had. Harper Creek outscored Coldwater 18-5. It's 21 total turnovers for Coldwater and 10 for Harper Creek. Second chance points, Harper Creek with a 9-8 edge. On a fast break, 6-0 edge for the Beavers. Bench points, Harper Creek with 9 and Coldwater with 6 points in the paint. Beavers with 16, the Cardinals with 14. So There you go. The Beavers outplaying the Cardinals in just about every aspect of the game tonight.
Yeah, pretty dominating performance by a real athletic team in the Beavers. I was pretty impressed with the quickness and the intensity they played with all night long as they go to 3-0 on the season.
The underclassmen games here at Harbor Creek, both the JV and freshman boys teams picked up big wins. Your JV boys with a 40-38 victory. Nate Waterbury with a game-winning bucket just under 4 seconds left in the contest. Waterbury led the way for the Cardinals with 13 points and 6 rebounds. Brendan Spangler led the rebounding statistic for the Cardinals. He had 9 boards to go along with his 3 points. Austin Kresminski, Colin Warner, and Nick Akers with 6 apiece. And Akers also had 6 rebounds, and Kresminski with 8 for the JV Cardinals.
Yeah, got some good contributions out of Mr. Aker tonight. He did a real nice job for us.
Meanwhile, the Coldwater freshman under head coach John Petzko posts a 34-27 victory over the Harper Creek freshman, behind 13 points, 4 rebounds from Cameron Barnes. Jake Beckhusen, your leading rebounder for the freshman boys, 9 boards to go along with his 4 points. Also getting into the scorebook, Eric Bach with 6 points, 8 boards, and Zach Murphy with 5 points. Another victory for the Coldwater freshmen. Over on the girls' side, the girls' freshmen with a 42-31 victory over Harper Creek. Girls' game is being played at Coldwater. JV girls beat the JV Beavers 40-25, and we do have a halftime score delivered by Coach Ken Delaney, who's doing PA at the Coldwater High School gym. This was delivered just a few minutes ago, and at the half, the Harper Creek girls leading at Coldwater 26-9.
Oh, Cardinals, the girls having a little trouble scoring with the basketball tonight, too.
One last bit of business before we call it a night. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Tuesday's lunch specials include your choice of a Polish dog with kraut or BLT, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
If there's a man on your Christmas list, there's a reason to shop at Powers Clothing in downtown Jonesville. Powers Clothing is the only men's store in the area, and they've been serving the area for over 120 Christmases. Now that's a lot of shirts, ties, suits, shoes, and boots under a lot of trees. So how does one store stick around for so many years? For starters, they carry quality clothing for both men and women from quality names like Woolrich, Dockers, London Fog, Jockey, Levi's, Texas Jeans, Stormy Cromer Caps, and Carhartt. They also have Florsheim shoes and Red Wing work boots and guarantee a professional fit by offering professional alterations. So what does your man need? A power suit, a killer pair of jeans, or maybe a rugged pair of boots? You'll find them all at Powers Clothing. In fact, you'll find the perfect gift for every man or woman, from one climbing the corporate ladder to one climbing onto an ATV to head to work. So, for the man or woman on your Christmas list, there's a reason to visit Powers Clothing in downtown Jonesville.
Dave Haylett here from Haylett Auto and RV Center with a seasonal thought. Some people feel Christmas has become too commercial. I think you get out of it what you put into it. If you see it as a chance to reflect on the true nature of the holiday, you'll make it more meaningful than ever. Here's an idea. Let's make Christmas a time for families and friends to gather and reconnect with each other. It's a time to celebrate. Some evening, pack the kids or grandkids in the car, drive around admiring all the beautiful decorations, then drive by Haylett Auto and RV Center. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want you to see our 85-foot lit Christmas tree out front of our lot for you and yours to enjoy. But there is something more special next to the tree. It's a nativity scene, a great bridge into the discussion of a real reason for the season, and that's the celebration. Your holidays will be happier if they are holy days. Merry Christmas from all of us at Haylett Auto and RV Center on US 12, east of I-69 in Coldwater.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel.
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back one last time to Harper Creek High School. We name her McDonald's player of the game. A tough one on a night where the Colonels really struggled offensively. We're going to go with someone who contributed more of the intangibles tonight.
Yeah, Luke Stempion. We're going to go with Luke, our point guard, the senior, handling the ball all night, trying to run the team. He was on the floor 28 out of the 32 minutes, and had 5 points, I believe 3 rebounds there, but he just played real tough on both ends of the court and tried to distribute the ball and get us into our offense, which he did a good job of, but just didn't quite work out for the other 4 players on the floor at the time. But let's go with Luke Stempion with just a real nice all-around game tonight.
I like that. So congratulations to Coldwater guard Luke Stempion, our McDonald's player of the game, as the Coldwater Cardinal varsity boys ball here at Harper Creek, 55-34. Well, next up for Coldwater, basically lick your wounds and get back to work tomorrow and get ready for Gold Lake on Friday.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We're going to look at another really good ball club in Gold Lake on Friday night. And they're going to be tough. They're a little bit different. They're not probably going to run quite as much as what Harper did tonight, but they got some big boys in the middle.
Oh, Gull Lake heading into their game tonight with a 2-0 record. It'll be you and I, Mike's side, from back at Coldwater High School for both games. We will be doing a Friday varsity boys and girls doubleheader from the Coldwater High School gym. We start off with the Coldwater girls taking on a very tough Gull Lake squad. Heading into their game tonight, Gull Lake 3-0 overall and with a 1-0 Smack East Mark. The Gull Lake girls will be playing at Lakeview. Gull Lake was hosting Lakeview tonight on the boys' side.
Well, it'll be interesting to see those scores, whether it be later tonight or first thing in the morning. So.
Again, you and I, Mike's side, back at Coldwater High School Friday night beginning at 5:30. Last action for the Coldwater Cardinals before they head into spring break and the Holiday Hoops Tournament the following week, where we will have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony once again coming up at around 6:30 on December 27th in between the Coldwater Niles girls game and the Coldwater Eaton Rapids boys game. Again, our congratulations to Coach Tom Schweitzer, to Aaron Taggart, and to the Coldwater Sunrise Rotary Club, our inductees for the 2014 induction cycle. That's the story from here at Harper Creek High School. For Justin Lopshire, back in the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Beavers. They post a 55-34 win over the Coldwater Cardinals until Friday night. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.